seeing a likud of what the poskim say. That's not the only part of halacha. How did halacha come about? It wasn't that a few rabbis started sitting around and they said, you know what? You know, we have to tell the guys what to do. So there are a bunch of gemaras, so let's tell them what to do. So they decided to make a system called halacha. That's not what happened. What happened was that, yes, but the rabbonim came along and they said, all right, now let's see how we learned up the sugya and develop la halacha and see what is supposed to be done. So, the mothers and the rishonim are a direct result of an attempt to know what to do. And therefore, the poskim are discussing the gemaras and rishonim. It's not that there are two systems. One's the system of gemara and the other the system of halacha. So let's summarize, Beis Hashem. All I'm doing right now is rewriting what we did yesterday. Yesterday we had, but I'm not going to write everything. I'm just going to make a reference to what we had before. Yesterday we had three shitos, and shita number one had two parts to it. And shita number one is Rabbeinu Tam, and there were two opinions in Rabbeinu Tam. What's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam about Chiloso Isa V'Selfa Sufganin? Rabbi says, you hear whoever has their notes from yesterday, we could just, I want to go through this quickly because we have a lot to do. Let's go quickly. What we have for Rabbeinu Tam? Yes, Eitan, go ahead. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Chiloso Isa is always Chayiv and Chalav. We gave already in the last few shiurim two positions within Rabbeinu Tam. Kaminas between the two positions in Rabbeinu Tam. We don't have time to review that. Shita number two is the Shita of the Rash. The Shita of the Rash. And that Shita of the Rash is what? That Shita of the Rash is that everything's totally bedas. Rabosa, what does it mean that everything's totally bedas? Now here's a nuance that I didn't emphasize in the past that's going to be important in being Masik Shmaitz Aliba the Hilchasa. That is that everything is important to Das means that's important to Das Bishas Gilgala Isa. At the time when you're making the Isa, so then Das is going to be critical. That Shita's Harash. What Shita number three? So that was Mason's Rabbeinu Yonah. So let's pick up, and that's where we're gonna go from his Rabbeinu Yonah to the Beis Yosef, to Psak Halacha. And what we're going to do then, the reason why we need two boards, is we're going to put the basic sheet that's already shown going all the way down, over here, and over here is going to be Shulchan Aruch and Poskim. Alright? And it's gonna flow, as you'll see, Be'ezer Hashem, that way. Now, to make believe, these two boards are attached. This is the sugya. This is the sugya of the Rishonim, and this is the Shulchan Aruch and Poskim. So let's take a look now. The Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's read over again one more time. So we're rooted. But to ask me whether they need a Gemara today. When you learn Halacha, of course you need a Gemara. So let's read again in Rabbeinu Yonah. The Nira, Memoria Rab. It wasn't chutzpah to me. I mean facetiously. I mean chutzpah in the sense that like what type of hava mean is zilzal and halacha. Venira lemoria rav. She is shahamet chiluk hadavar leinian. The inyan zeh shem hoysav lilaso avam etchila. Va'achekach rochecha osari deimashkim. If you have a thick dough and then you watered it down with mashkim chayiv v'chalav. So Rabosai, the depth of this didn't even come clear to me after Mason asked it. Didn't even become clear to me after I learned it with you yesterday. It was only today when I was doing it in the Beis Yosef and then discussing with Shimon Peretz, then I realized how big a chiddush is. Already yesterday we understood two-thirds of it, but there's every time you come back to it you see even more. Rabbeinu Yonah's Shita, who wants to say over Rabbeinu Yonah's Shita? Now, remember, in your notes from the last week of Shir, when we were discussing Rabbeinu Yonah, what was that when we were discussing Rabbeinu Yonah? That was Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. At least that's what we thought. I know that Talmidim discussed with Gedolei Torah, and they might have had other positions? I think we might have ruined it on this. Does anybody have another one? We have. So what is Rabbeinu Yonah's Shita? Rabbeinu Yonah, yes, Eitan?
Is it any time that you change if you add water or soak it in oil, then it's chayav kala?
So Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. Rabbeinu Yonah says that the halakha is that if you change the constituency, even if it started off as being chayav and chala, but if in the end it becomes Sufganin. So what does he say? Shemay sablas avet chilah. Kach richo I say gai mashkin. Chayiv b'chalo. Shiva kiman shekvar hoy sablas ava bosa sha. Nis chayiv b'chalo. When you mix it with water, afterwards, it's still going to be chayiv b'chalo. Mixed with water, it's still going to be chayiv. Is chayiv chala. But what's going to be with the bracha? What's going to be with the bracha, Rabosai? Mizonos. But the bracha is mizonos. So there's two halachos. One's in regards to chala, and the other is vis-a-vis bracha. Now, Rabosai, what would the Rash say in such a case? Would the Rash agree with Rabbeinu Yonah? You know what the Rash taught us? Thank you very much, Josh. The Rash had taught us that everything is dependent on Das, Bishas Gilgul Issa. Right? What happens if Bishas Gilgul Issa, you thought that you were going to make this into a bread? And then, so there, and you're going to be chayiv. Chayiv and chal. And what would the bracha be in terms of amotzi if it has Teresa the Nahama afterwards? Might also be amotzi according to Rash. However, Rabbeinu Yonah over here has the split. Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you mixed it with water, the Shas Gilgul Issa is, by definition, since you intended to make it, at the time of Gilgul Issa, you tended to make it something later on, for bread, in such a case you're going to be chayiv b'chala. In terms of bracha, so then bracha goes on forever. Bracha doesn't only, is not only dependent on the Shas Gilgul Issa, bracha, any time it's going to be changed, then the bracha is going to change as well. And if you mix it with water, the halacha is going to be affected. Okay, that's why I said yesterday, Vamevin Yavin, this is echoes of Rabbeinu Tam. There are echoes of Rabbeinu Tam's first Shita to be Mechalik between Bracha and Chal. Now, let's take a look at Psak. And first of all, there's something that should jump out at you that I'll just give you a reference to. We're not going to solve it entirely. Many of the poskim try to solve it. And the first posik that we're going to discuss is the tour. First posik we're going to discuss is the tour. And what we're going to do is try to keep correspond over here, with, and we're just going to check off where the tour, does the tour pasuk in like Rabbeinu Tam A, B, Rash, or Rabbeinu Yonah. We're going to go to tour, Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avram, Mishnah Brura, Be'er Halacha. We're going to try to see how all them passed. So Rabosai, something should have jumped out at you when you did the tour. If you only did the Mishnah Brura, that's okay. But something should have jumped out at you when you did, if you did the tour. Says the tour, Simin Kuf Samaches, Sif Yud Gimel, Kol Domer Shep Hiloso Abba, Afilo Bishlo B'mayim Otigno B'Shemen, Lechem Gomur, Hu, V'chayiv B'chavim. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards. You're chayiv and chala, umevarei chalav hamotzi, and you make hamotzi ubevashiyeh b'tor lechem. But as one condition, that means they'll still have tor lechem. Vim blilaso rako bishlo b'mayim tikkun Hashem lav lechem ulin min chalav hamotzi. But if it's a blilaso rako, so then it's not going to be chayiv and chala. Rabosa, here the tour. In Orachayim, Who does the Torah and Aruch Chaim paskin like as far as the halacha of chala and bracha when you have tchilasa isa the sofus of God? Who does the Torah paskin like?
You have one, which is really two possibilities, three, four. Rabbeinu Tam, Rash,
and Rabbeinu Yonah. Who does the Torah paskin like? Yes, Eitan? Beautiful. This is a very striking. Who, let's say, there were some guys who focused on Mishnah Berurah. Who focused on Mishnah Berurah today? Nisanel, does that sound strange to you? That the Torah paskin like Rabbeinu Tam? It's actually absolutely startling. In fact, I would argue that many people who learn the Shulchan Aruch and Poskim and don't start with the Torah, they would not believe you the first time you would say that the Torah paskins like Rabbeinu Tam. Because kemat in Shulchan Aruch and Halacha L'maaseh, there's no resonance of this at all. But the truth is, Rabbosai, in terms of sugya, I got the Torah. In fact, if I was back in the time of the Rishonim, and all the Rishonim were following the Rash and Rabbeinu Yonah's mixtures and so complicated, I would have said, Hebra, look back in the Lashon HaMishnah. Rabbeinu Tam is so beautiful, he's so smooth. Why are you all forgetting about Rabbeinu Tam? In my heart of hearts, by the way, my heart of hearts has nothing to do with Halacha L'maaseh. Because at the end of the day, my Rabbeim paskin differently. That's it. Nothing else. Eino mal daber. But here, Rabbeinu Tam, he's beautiful. Actually, who's the smoothest pshat in the sugya? He's not going to make it Halacha L'maaseh. But you know who's the smoothest pshat in the sugya? L'niyas daiti. It's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's so beautiful. Okay, you're right. The movie played a little bit of drop on it, but still, Alpha PK. Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says what? Rabbeinu Tam says everything is dependent on whether it started out of Isa. Bang! If it started out of Isa, by definition, Hamoitzi, if it has Torah Lechem and Challah. That's the psak of the Torah Aruch Chaim. Rabbosai, you should be jumping out of your skin. Why should you be jumping out of your skin?
I once heard a shiur from Reb Chaim Ilson, who was a big talmid of Soloveitchik. He used to have a yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim.
And he said, you should be throwing tomatoes at me. Rabbosai, you should be throwing tomatoes at me. Not at me, at the tour. Why should we be throwing tomatoes at the tour? Because what did we learn 2 days ago in the tour in Yaradea? What does the tour in Yaradea hold? Let's look back. Yeah, another one of those photocopies, you know, the home mixture bibble that you have over there, because none of us have learned from Jamie how to actually use a punch hole. Okay, so what? Let's look back in the Torah Yaradea in Simi Shinchov test. Us New Yorkers are mamish. So it's so terrible. We're so disorganized. These British guys look at us, and they mamish look like you look at us and we're Martians. You don't know how to do anything straight. I'm serious. I'm included. Rabbosai, what have we passed in Yaradeya Shin Chavtes Siv Gimel? Yes, Noah?
Like the Rash.
The Torah Paskin's like the Rash. So the Bach discusses it, and the Chazanish discusses it, and most Gedolei Achron discuss it, and I haven't found, because I haven't learned well enough, and I haven't, and I'm spread too thin, Blila Raka, not a Blila Ova, so I haven't myself come to a real yeshuv to this kasha. I've seen quickly that the Achron discussed, but I myself don't have anything I feel is emes. You guys are lucky. You have time on your hands. Make the most of it. And you give me a good yeshuv. I'll give you my mekamos. The Bach discusses it, and the Chazon Ish in Simin Chav Vav in Aruch Chaim, which we're going to come back to. Simin Chav Vav in Aruch Chaim, Sivkot and Beis, the Chazon Ish discusses it. And I'll say over, if the cave is able to develop a yeshuv, then fantastic. But the kasha is that stira mamish in the tour. That the stira is that the tour paskins like whom? He paskins like number two. This is going to be one. This is going to be two. So he paskins like number two. It's mamish a contradiction. He paskins like the Rash. You know what? Let's even write out the names. It's fine. We could do both. That he paskins like Rabbeinu Tam here, and over here he paskins like the Rash. Stira in between Chala and Birchas Hamotzi. One case it's explicit, then he paskins like the other one. So, Bechura Tzarech Yun Gadol.
I don't know.
Yes, that's why I'm redoing. Alright, that's vis-a-vis the tour. By the way, let's just see everything inside. There's no such thing as, in terms of learning for at your age, the best thing is not to have everything, not to have things outside. Everything should be rooted on the page. That's why we have all these photocopies. And he says, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, it's towards the end of Yud Gimel. He asks this kasha. And if you didn't ask this when you read the tour, as a kasha on you. It's a kasha on you. How could you not have noticed this? So it must be. You didn't do a good chazara. Says the Beis Yosef, we call Mokum, Yesh L'tumoa. Why does he pass like Rabbeinu Tam? So he just asks it, the Beis Yosef just asks it, that Rov Rishonim are against this. But someone else asks that's Mamish Aspira. Someone asks that's Mamish Aspira between the two. That in Yoredeya, alright, I don't remember. The Beis Yosef already asked why did he paskin this way. So Bach tries to answer. And in the answer, he says at the end, because of Rabbeinu B'Sefer Yoredeya, yeah, he's making reference to the idea that Yoredeya the Torah says the opposite. And someone asks it, as a bomb in the Torah. Beis Yosef says he doesn't understand why passing that way because most Rishonim are against it. By the way, that's going to be important in itself because the Beis Yosef is Marana Shulchan Aruch Rabbi Yosef Karo. He's tipping his hand. He's tipping his hand and saying that he thinks that the Rabbeinu Tam is a Das Yoch. Now, the Beis Yosef does quote another Shita, which was going to keep us on this board still. We're not going to continue on in the poskim yet. We're going to stay on this board. And here he quotes a Rabbeinu Yeruchim, which otherwise I would normally ignore. I don't do Stam Rishonim, even if they're conceptually fascinating. But we're going to see that this Rabbeinu Yeruchim is going to be ported in Masik Shmaitz Liba de Ilchasa and will fit directly into already a pre-existing sheet in this board. And it's going to be important, very important, Halacha L'maisa. Says the Beis Yosef, V'Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kasa. Everybody have it? It's a little bit before Umikom Makom Yesh L'tmoa. A little bit before that. Rabosai, where is it in your photocopies? You didn't...
Page Kuf Samach Zion on the fattest lines.
Kuf Samach Zion, the wide lines, about 12 lines from the bottom of the Beis Yosef. He's going to quote the Rabbeinu Yonah, which is number 3, and before he does that, he quotes the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim was an important Rishon that is very important both for the Beis Yosef and the Ramah for Halacha. It's a compilation of the Halachos. Interestingly, Rabbeinu Yeruchim was hardly ever learned outside the Beis Yosef because it's hieroglyphics. If you open up a Sefer Gold Tower Yeshiva, as a nice, you know those forms that those drive you crazy, has these nice, beautiful outside covers, and then you open them up and you can't read it. It's like this ancient Greek print from 200 years ago. Mamish ol chitzonius and no pnimius. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim is still that way. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is still that way. Legend has it that they made a cherim, whoever reprints Rabbeinu Yeruchim, terrible things are going to happen to him. That maybe it was the printer, original printer, who found the Rabbeinu Yeruchim or something. So to this day, everybody is scared of reprinting Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Everybody's spooked out. And then I saw an advertisement a year or two ago that there was a new edition of Rabbeinu Yeruchim I haven't seen. Maybe people are even scared to buy it. But anyhow, Rabbeinu Yeruchim is still in hieroglyphics, except you have the Beis Yosef quotes the... In those days, they knew how to read that hieroglyphics. But we have the Rabbeinu Yeruchim readable in the Beis Yosef. Okay, it's interesting. Intellectual Jewish history. Right. 3 credits. Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kosov. Sh'Rabbeinu Shimshon Ramban Sovrim. Sh'afilu Blilaso Avo. Im bishlo otigna eim avarchen ala amotzi. So he quotes that Rabbeinu Shimshon and the Ramban hold that if you have something that's a thick paste, even if you cook it or fry it, in such a case, you don't make amotzi. Va'afilu nischayiva b'chala. Even if it's chayiv and chala. Va'afilu sheyesh la toris ni torisa de nehama. De lo domi birchas hamotzi l'chala. De chala basa gilgali, says Lina. Aval birchas hamotzi hakol holech achar shas hafiyah. Oh, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim like this, Rabbosai. Everybody be able to follow. It won't go on until everybody understands this. He says like this. It depends on whether we're talking about the bracha of Amotzi or the chiyuv of Chala. If you have something that starts out as an ava, I don't care what your das is, necessarily, maybe according to Rash you might, but according to others, maybe you don't. You're chayiv and chala, and then you're chayiv. You can't go back. However, when it comes to the bracha of hamotzi, there's a split. If you cook it, or if you don't cook it. If you cook it, then it loses its identity of lechem. But chala, it always retains. That halacha it always retains. So what's the idea behind this? The idea behind this is the following. That when it comes to something that starts out as a ava, it's going to be chayiv and chala. However, it's possible to change it for the bracha of hamotzi. How would you change it? How did he say? Simply be mevashel. That's enough to change it. Says the Beis Yosef, just let me finish one more thing, Michal. This is Mason's Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's skip a few lines. V'chein hu das ha-Rabbeinu Yonah. This is Rabbeinu Yonah. Shem ha'isa b'lilaso ava, va'achekach richecha yidei mashkim, chayiv b'chala. If you have something that started out as thick, at that moment, by definition, you're going to be chayiv and chala. But if you add water to it, then in such a case, you're going to be exempt from the bracha of hamotzi, even though you're still chayim and chala. Now, it's clear from the Beis Yosef, I need to make one more point and then I'll take questions. It's clear from the Beis Yosef that this Shita Rabbeinu Yeruchim and Rabbeinu Yonah are not operating outside of the Rash. Because Rabbeinu Yeruchim said, Kasav Sherabbeinu Shimshon. And there we have no suffix that the Rash holds, that if you have Das L'Sufkanim when you made it, you're going to be what? Potter from Chal. What's this case? This case is a person needed the dough and he thought it was going to be self-alisa. And then, all of a sudden, there was a leak above his dough. And it started leaking from the roof. And water starts coming into the dough. I'm dramatizing so as that to make this clear in your mind. And then the leak comes into the dough and makes it blila raka. You're already chayiv and chala, but hamotzi, it's no longer has it in hamotzi. Because for hamotzi, the halacha is that it needs to be ava from the beginning until the end. So this is what Rabbeinu Yeruchim is saying. Rabbeinu Yeruchim is saying, even b'das harash, we have another way that it's not going to end up like a regular lechem. One is when you have das when you need it, and the other is, even after das when you needed it, if water comes in, or if you're mevashel it, so then in such a case, it will also get a mezonos. Okay? This is the position of Rabbeinu Yeruchim and Rabbeinu Yonah. What's the V'chein of Rabbeinu Yonah? Why does he say V'chein Rabbeinu Yonah? Because Rabbeinu Yonah introduces the idea as well. That Shas Gilgul is a Shas Chiyuv Yisa. But it's possible to be chayiv on challah, but you could change the halacha vis-a-vis the lechem in terms of mizonos by having water that comes inside. So what emerges is that in shita number 3, we're just adding that there's also Rabbeinu Yeruchim that has a very similar position. And it's mefurish that both Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Yeruchim are bidas harash. Both of them are working within the rash, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim is suggesting that sof mevashel, the bracha is mezonos, even if it's chayiv and kala. Af al pi shechayiv b'chala. Even though he's chayiv and kala, nevertheless, the bracha is going to be a mezonos. Yes, Avram Yitzchak.
What would be said of they kneaded it into dough, and then they intentionally changed their mind and added water and made it...
So l'chura in such a case, the bracha would not be amotzi. L'chura, the bracha would not be amotzi. If they added more water, in such a case, it would no longer be amotzi. Even though it would be chayim and chala. Right. Now, this is what the poskim are going to refer to as nimlach. If you change your mind, that's how some of the poskim refer to it, as nimlach. A person changed his mind. Now, we're ready to move over to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, it turns out that we still didn't have enough room over here. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to... You guys all have the tour. I'm going to erase the tour. We have an eraser. I'll erase the tour. Chaval. I'm angry at myself. Yes, just a minute. I just want to try to get everything on the board. Let's say there. What I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to get everything on the board. I want you to have everything in front of you. The crunch is the following. Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rabbeinu Yonah are telling us that you have something where you don't have das for sufganin. Then at Shas Isa, by definition, you're going to be chayiv in challah. But the halacha of bracha is going to be extended all the way that if it ends up sufganim, by the time that you're baking it, it's going to get a mezonos and not hamotzi.
So what's the difference between Rabbeinu and
Rabbeinu? Exactly the same thing. That's v'chakor v'chein hu das Rabbeinu Yonah. And this is what I was driving at yesterday when I said that Mason's ha'ara about Rabbeinu Yonah really, I realized, was extremely, extremely important. I was planning to go into the Shulchan Aruch just with these two. And then I realized that there was a lot more that was going on. That Roman numeral 3 was extremely, extremely important. I'll give you a Hamevin Yavin in a gush formulation. One of my Rabbeim from Yeshiva's name is Rav Rosenzweig, and he's a big Ilui. So he says, he's a Talmud of Lichtenstein, he says very beautifully, he says that the extreme positions are the easiest to explain and hardest to justify. The compromised positions are the hardest to explain but the easiest to justify. With these, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush are the extreme positions. We're going to see that the Rabbeinu, and that's why I missed it, the nuance that Mason was pointing out to me in Rabbeinu Yonah, I missed that, and it's going to be even very, it's going to be important as well, la halacha. Yes, Michal.
Sure. He's also the, Yuchim is also like, you know, of Rabbeinu Tam.
Yes, that was my Hamevin Yavin, but that's Rabbeinu Tam.
I said
Hamevin Yavin when I did Rabbeinu Yonah even. I said that even yesterday too, but I made reference to 100%, 100% right. Says, now we're ready to go. Now, Rabbosai, we're ready for the Holy Grail. And you see the difference between opening up a Shulchan Aruch dry, which you should do. Before Hanukkah, open up a Shulchan Aruch dry if you didn't do the sugyas, for sure. But Zayn Adome, drunk versus dry. It's Mamish Zayn Adome. You're drunk with the sugya. It's a totally different experience. Says Marana Mechaber, Simin Kuf Samaches. Yes. What's that? The 1 and 2 is the parallels to this. This is Shita 1, the Rabbeinu Tam, this is the Rash. I rewrote it. And I left off with the Tzarev Yun Gadol. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Samach Esif Yud Gimel. You tell me how he's paskining. Remember, the Beis Yosef wasn't happy with the tour. Who paskin like that? So what? Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, and we pour down Tzmarcha Stira. Tzarev Yun Gadol. Says the Mechaber, I feel double shibli lo, so Ava, in Bishlo, Tigna, even if it starts out as a thick dough, Aim of Arichala, Moitzi, I feel she is allowed to reset the Nahamo, Vafilu Nishaiva Bechalo, the Birchas Hamotzi, in a Holech, El Achar Shasach Fil. The Birchas Hamotzi, you look at the time of the Afil. V'yesh cholkin v'omrim, the kol shetchila sa'isa ava filu richa kach mayim v'asa sufganim, u'bishla b'mayim o'tikna m'shem v'arach le'amotzi. And here the Ramah adds, important, v'nagu l'hakel, our meaning is to be makel, and Mishabura points out, that means that he's following the first day. Rabosai, the Shulchan Aruch, what does he go with? Opinion number, in his first opinion. So there's going to be two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. There's going to be... There's going to be what's called the Stam and the Yesh Omer. So what's the Stam in the Shulchan Aruch? How does he passing like in the sheetas that we've outlined? All you need for the Sugya is right on this board. How is he passing? Yes, Eitan?
Rabbeinu Yonah.
Exactly. So he paskins like Shita number 3. Paskins like Shita number 3 in the stem. I want to keep things as... try to get everything here on the board. It's an old tradition. I've mentioned to the guys in the past. It's an old tradition not to be able to fit everything in the board. Right? Branch people used to make... use the T's that are Soloveitchik, which every once in a while tried to use the board. That wasn't one of his talents, he said, to try to use the board. And he would start out, and eventually he ran out of room. So he said most of the shear was the last corner. He's tried to squeeze most of the shear in the last corner of the board. So it's an old tradition to have that problem. Okay. So I'm following that well. All right. So the Shulchan Aruch's position is what? The Shulchan Aruch, the Stam, is like the third position. What does that mean? Let's read now. Let me show you inside what that means. The Shulchan Aruch said, "Vafilu nischayva bechala," even if it starts out as chayv and chala, because b'shas isa, you had in mind to bake it as chala lechem, so you're chayv and chala. Don't tell me that the reason why you're chayim and chal is because the first day of the Shulchan Aruch holds like Rabbeinu Tam, because that's going to be that second day. It's going to be the V'yesh Cholkin. He's going as the Be'er Hagola describes, as Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Everybody know the Be'er Hagola. It's a very, very important tool. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, B'Shem Harash, V'Rambam. The Stam is going with Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Yeruchim. What does it mean we're going with Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Yeruchim? We're bringing out that the halacha is that even if you intended to make it as challah from the beginning to the end, however, what happened is there was a flood, Sandy came along and added water, so then in such a case, it loses its chayim and challah, but it loses its bracha. So Rabosai, here I want to do something controversial, but I think it's partially correct. It's chayv, I said lose chayv, I'm sorry. It loses its hamotzi, thank you. Here I want to do something controversial. I want to point out, controversial might be too heavy of a word. I want to do something interesting, let's do it this way. I want to point out that the first day in the Shulchan Aruch is paskening like both 2 and 3. He's not disagreeing with the Rash. He agrees with the Rash. But he's pointing out in Hilchos Brachos, there's another way you're going to lose a Hamotzi, and that is that if you're Mevashalit. If you're Mevashalit, it'll also use lose its hamotzi. So it's really a combination of both the Rash and Rabbeinu Yirona and Rabbeinu Yerucha.
Who's the Yesh
Chokin? Oh, now we're ready to go to the Yesh Chokin. Continues the Mechaber. The Yesh Chokin, the Omrin, the Kol Shetchila Se'isa, it gets hamotzi. And the Ramah says, we follow the first opinion. So here, you got to put all the glamour over here. This needs to light up. This column lights up over here. Shulchan Aruch Stam, because it's both the Psak of the Mechaber, as well as the Psak of the Ramah. What's the second Deya? How does the V'yesh Cholkin learn in the Shulchan Aruch? How does the V'yesh Cholkin, who are they paskening like? Yes, Eitan? Beautiful. They're paskening like Rabbeinu Tam. So it's not so hard, Rabbo. In terms of being Matzik Shemaitz and the Hilton, it's just you gotta have nerves of steel. You can't get frustrated. I didn't understand this. I'm gonna keep on plowing away till the Shulchan Aruch and finally get the sack and compare it. And then you compare with the Ber HaGol. How does the Ramah paskin? The Ramah is also over here. This is the biggie. This is the big column. It's the smallest in our board, but it's the most important. And that is that we paskin like this, the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, as well as the Rash. The Hamev in Yavin, the Beis Yosef, is beautiful. He doesn't like the tour who are in Hilchas Brachas paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, but in Hilchas Chala, paskin like the Rash. The Beis Yosef, everywhere around, paskin like the Rash, from the beginning till the end. In fact, we were bothered, Rabbeinu Tam gets short thrifted by the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch's not bothered by that. Shulchan Aruch rejects Rabbeinu Tam ad hasof. He gives him honorable mention as a V'yesh Cholkin. So the Shulchan Aruch is very consistent. Even though I would have liked to have given you a big chumrah and say that on pasta you need to be mafrish challah, at the end of the day, in Shulchan Aruch, there's almost no resonance of that. And even though the fellow with almost the exact same last name as me wanted to be machmir and say that you have to say challah panim iris, wanted to say that you have to be mafrish challah on pasta, at the end of the day, we follow the Shulchan Aruch, Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim B'Yad Rama. We have the Psak of the Ramah, and we have Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Challah is a davar pashut, and it gets an honorable mention in the V'yesh Cholkin. Oh, in Shulchan Aruch, everything's beautiful. Okay. Now, we're going to see things will get complicated, or not. I shouldn't use the word complicated. We're going to see there's another sheet over here. The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings back Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was relegated to Yesh Cholkin. The Magen Avraham is going to bring back Rabbeinu Tam. And you saw this in the Mishnah Berurah. Now we're ready to start a Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's take a look. In the title, in terms of pacing myself, do we have the photocopies in end or not?
They didn't come out.
Just said it should go off. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Let's take a look. Kuf Samaches Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, V'Nagu L'Hakel. He quotes a Magen Avraham. For those of you, most of you don't have, right? We don't. Okay, so most of you don't have Magen Avraham insights. Let's do it through the language of the Mishnah Berurah. Kasein Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says like this, and you're going to tell me what the Magen Avraham himself says. Mishnah Berurah doesn't spell out. Sif katanayin hey lahakel kasev Magen Avraham dizedavke belo achol kedei sviya dechiyav berchas hamazon shelo hu rak midr banan vakach nektinen kedei rishana lahakel avol ba'achol kedei sviya dechiyav berchas hamazon midr raisa. Sarech levarech birchas hamazon misafek. Oh, this is what often happens. What often happens, la halacha, is the following. What often happens is the Shita, even if he's rejected, but especially if he's a good Shita, I hold in my heart of hearts he's the better of the Shitas. Doesn't matter what I think. That Shita, the Chumra, finds its way back. Especially if it's a real decent Shita in Halacha. Especially. Can anybody tell me how the Magen Avraham resuscitated Rabbeinu Tam? What's a pshat? Now I'm just learning pshat in this Mishnah Berurah. What's a pshat in this Mishnah Berurah? Yes, Oren?
Meaning, if we were closest for Rabbeinu Tam Shita, and he would say on this that we have to bench, so we should be closest for a mitzvah that I have to bench just in accordance with the Shita.
Exactly. Magen Avraham says, even if the guy's das was sofo sufkanim, you still have to bench. If you have what? If you have kedei svia. Rabosai. That would change the world, the culinary world, forever. What would that mean? The chura, that means. I'm being allowed with you here. Here I'm not talking as a Rebbe, here I'm talking as a chavrusa. That would mean, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Halacha lemaisa, according to Magen Avraham, if you ate pasta, totally pasta is not going to be so poshut. And Shulchan Aruch, oh, so it depends. Excellent point. If you had a pasta which had tsuras hapas, so then in such a case, by the way, to discuss lokshin kogel or things like that. Maybe it does have a tzuras hapas. This is a discussion. Well, yes, a chal kogel.
As by noodles. And even noodles that like, are like big noodles, whatever he said.
Right, there's a meaning all of them. He wasn't. We're going to see Mishnah Berurah is going to cut it down as well. We're not ready for Shachter of Yashiv yet. First, we got to try. See, this is the problem. The problem is most time. How much time do people spend on the early poskim? 2 minutes? And then all the time is on Rav Yashiv and Shlomo Zalman. Because that's what sells. Magen Avraham, you don't even know what his picture looks like. No one's interested in buying it. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a beautiful face. What a hadras punim. That's what sells now. You think I'm joking? I'm serious. That's the way it works. There's even marketing in the world of Torah. Baruch Hashem, it's Rav Shlomo Zalman's face that sells, and not Chas V'Chalila someone else. But at the end of the day, and you can't do this all the time. You got to learn Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. You can't do every sugi like this. But Rabosai, wouldn't it be absolutely criminal to have done the sugi without seeing how the shitas are developed? Allah Chalamayis, to understand every word in the Mishnah Berurah? No, the Mishnah Berurah is only when you learn what you don't understand. Only to learn to know what to do. That's also true. For sure that's important. The Mishnah Berurah is also very, and we're going to see, the Mishnah Berurah is going to develop a very interesting sheet over here. Nachzorlin Yanenu says among Avram, Rabbeinu Tam wasn't entirely discarded. And I want to add, again, my polemic, Rabbeinu Tam's beautiful. That's where Magen Avraham's coming from. Just because the Beis Yosef, who had the schus, the unbelievable schus, that almost all of Torah of the last thousand years, go through the hands of the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't mean everybody else is thrown away. Says the Magen Avraham, no, this is a very legitimate position. This is a very, very legitimate position. Hence, the halacha should be that you should make a mezonos. Hamotzi on something that gives us kedei svir. Sif katan lamedal among Avram. Pirush eim var hamotzi rak mezonos. Chay mashma sof simin zeh. The lo kibach. Umikol makom nirali shim sava mimenu have a sofik daraisa. It's a sofik daraisa. We don't necessarily pass in all the way like the Rash. And just because the Shulchan Aruch decided that way, that doesn't stop the Magen Avraham for disagreeing. Now here I'm not going to put on the board, but write this down. The Prima Gadim, you should know the way the Shulchan Aruch works. Nowadays, in the new editions, you have it on the page. The Prima Gadim has two Perushim. Eishal Avraham Mishpat Zalzav. Mishpat Zalzav is going on Taz. Eishal Avraham is going on the Magen Avraham. The Prima Gadim in his Eishal Avraham says, no. We don't paskin like this shita. We don't paskin. We paskin mi ikra didina as you don't even need to see the prima gadim. We're going to see it in a moment in the Be'er Halacha. The prima gadim says there are no two legitimate opinions anymore la halacha. There's one opinion la halacha. That's the Rash, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Yerucham, and everybody else has been thrown out. So the Magen Avraham holds that Rabbeinu Tam still exists la halacha lechumra. And the Prima Gadim says Rabbeinu Tam was thrown out. Now, how do we paskin on the Shaila? So the Mishnah Brura has a fantastic observation. Listen to what the Mishnah Brura does in regards to this, Shaila. You know what? I'm a little scared to tell me that I'm going to lose me on this. Alright, you know what? We'll take a chance. Alright? We'll take a chance. Let's go for it. The Mishnah Brura here is very, very, very deep and very nuanced. And with the Be'er Halacha, and I think you guys could do it. Just bear with me, you could do it. Yes, Aaron?
I was going to ask, if according to the Magen Avraham, with the Rabbeinu Tam, would turn to be Mafish Chala, which is a deraisa, if you're to do more than a Shir of Chala, would he hold that you also have to be Machmir, even if your Das was not to?
Excellent question. In other words, once the Magen Avraham Svara is because it's a Suffolk deraisa, so then maybe the same should apply. You hear his question. The same should apply in regards to Chala. An excellent Torah. So the Panim Beiris is going to have a friend, right? Panim Beiris is going to have a friend. By the way, in my edition, there is a base mayor. The base mayor says the exact point that I said, the name of the Prima Gadim. The Be'er Halacha will quote it as well. And that is, at the end of the day, we don't ask him like this, Rabbeinu Tam. Period. Excellent question. Let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha. Oh, well, you know what? Finish off the Mishnah Brura, and the Be'er Halacha will explain. V'chein mashma, we're halfway through Sif Katan Ayin in the Mishnah Brura. V'chein mashma me'agra. And this is the mashma also the gra. Ach kol ze b'shoh shalosh v'asa b'lilasa ava ha'yadayto lefas apas. Elo sh'achakach nimlach v'asa osa sufganim. אבל כשהוא ידעתו מתחילה לבשל ולתגנוס אפילו אוכל כדי סביע אין מברך לו ברכס המוסי ברכס המוסי רק ברכה אחת. The Mishnah Brura says like this. I'm going to explain the Mishnah Brura without the Be'er Halacha, but the Talmidim should go over and see this in the Be'er Halacha himself where he spells this out. Rabosai, it's all on our board. Says the Mishnah Brura, when should you be choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam? That's only in the case of Nimlach, of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Because Rabbeinu Yerucham was Mechadesh, then in such a case, where you have Nimlach, where his intention was to start off as Isa, to make it as bread, and then a flood happened, and then, in such a case, it has a din of mezonos. On that issue, that's only Rabbeinu Yerucham. It happens to be, that's how they paskin in Shulchan Aruch, but there, you don't have the position of the Rash. The Rash doesn't necessarily hold like that. The Rash told us that you're not chayim and chala and it gets a mezonos if your das was sufkanim. But the case of the Shulchan Aruch was talking about where your das was Isa. And then water was added to it, or it was cooked. And the Shulchan Aruch, based on Rabbeinu Yerucham, holds that the halacha is that you still get a mezonos. The Rash, we paskin like. Take a look at the Be'er Halacha, where he says the following. He says, Av Shamong Avram, second line in the Be'er Halacha. Lochilek Bezeh, Dihine Aprima Godin Lechain Abbeis Meir, Hikshu Be'emes Al Mog Avram. Everybody asks on the Mog Avram, Halom Hikur Adin, Ein Bezeh Sveika. who could ask Rove Poskin the kind Mashita is a Rash against what I would have liked. We Poskin like the Rash. We don't Poskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So why all of a sudden is the Magen Avraham being Choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam? The answer is there are two Machlokios between Rabbeinu Tam and the other Rishonim. There's a Machlokos between one and two where you have Das to make it Sufganin, then we Paskin entirely like the Rash. And then we're not even Choshesh for Birchas Hamazon. If it's Das was Sufganin, then even the says the Mishnah Berura, no one should follow the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, because we follow like the Rash. However, there's another Shita, and that is Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham spoke about one of two possibilities. Either there was a flood and the bread was changed, there was water that was added, where you make a mazonos. Who says the Rash in such a case says a mazonos? Or he changes his mind. That's what Mishnah Berura here refers to as Nimlach. So on that Nakuda, we don't know that the Rash agrees with Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rabbeinu Yerucham actually took the Rash even further. At least that's how the Beis Yosef understood it. Even further. And since he took it even further, so then the halacha is going to be that here we're choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. When Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash are fighting, we follow the Rash all the way. But when it's Rabbeinu Yerucham and Rabbeinu Yonah fighting against Rabbeinu Tam, so there you have two legitimate positions. We follow Mi'ikur Dedina in terms of brachos if this ends up as Sufganim, we follow the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. But in terms of Birchas Hamazon, it's a legitimate Shita, and hence in that type of case, the halacha is that you would follow Rabbeinu Tam. This is the approach of the Be'er Halacha, the Mishnah Berura. So Mishnah Berura, in the case of what? The Mishnah Berura, in the case of Nimlach, here he's Choshesh L'Rabbeinu Tam. In the case of Nimlach, he's Choshesh L'Rabbeinu Tam. Now what about the Magen Avraham? So you want to know my heart of hearts? I think that the Magen Avraham holds Rabbeinu Tam is a legitimate position. And that's where it's very, very helpful to go through the sugyas from the beginning until the end. Because at the end of the day, who is the simple pshat in the Mishnah, in Aleph Hay and Chala, and in Gemara Lamed Zayin in Brachos? Rabbeinu Tam. Tchilas Ovis of Solos of Gan, Chayev Bechala, Birchas Hamotzi. Is that so? So the Magen Avraham makes sense even Meikur Dedina. The Hainu, we have a Machlokis HaPoskim, we're Mevatel ourselves to the Mechaber. However, if it's a Chashash D'Oraisa, Magen Avraham says to be Machmir. So here's a classic case where it depends on your tradition. So the tradition that we have from Rav Nevin Sels, Rav Nevin Sels Mevatel entirely to Mishnah Berura. So without asking him, I would bet the Rav Nevin Sels would say that in this case, still, we would make a mezonos and an alamichya, not be choshesh for the Birchas Hamazon, but for sure, briskers would for sure be machmer. They'd be machmer even for the shittas that are not in the Shulchan Aruch. But for sure, where it's not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham says, achol kadei sviya, they would be machmer. Of course, the bottom line, bottom line is, in this machlokis, even the Mechaber shows deference to Rabbeinu Tam. He concludes, V'yirei Shamayim, and someone says, Yirei Shamayim, Yotze Yidei Shneim, you should be Yotze Bol Shitas, V'lo Yeyochel Ela Al Yidei Sheyavarech Alechem Acher Tchila. Even the Shulchan Aruch already holds that we should show deference to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, which, by the way, again, is a little bit of a raya, not like the Be'er Halacha, that it's a legitimate opinion. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is a legitimate opinion, and therefore the Halacha should be affected in that regard. Now, I wanted to go through with you in the Piskei Tshuvos of examples where he discusses this La Halacha. Maybe what we'll do is... Oh, it's not working. It's not that we don't have time. It's really, really not working. The Seder. So let me make one more point, lahalacha. I'd like to do the examples of the Piskei Tshuvos inside.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just read out, if you don't have in front of you, I'll read to you a couple of examples that he has. So, two more points before we go to the Piskei Tshuvos. Number one, I want to share with you something gishmak. The Chazon Ish. One more sheet on this board. The Chazon Ish in this question. The Chazon Ish says, I'm not choshish for the Magen Avraham at all. In Simin Chof Tes, Siv Katan Beis in Or Chaim, the Chazon Ish, that's not here. The Chazon Ish, oh, here it is. The Chazon Ish says, no, Chof Vav Beis, not Chof Tes Beis, Chof Vav Beis. The Chazon Ish says, Gimel, Chof Vav Beis, Gimel, Chof Vav Gimel. He says, Hiskimu Aposkim Lepirush Harash. Ve'im kein le'inyin berchas hamotzi af kishesa amanas lafosa v'nimlach mevarech mezonos. The Chazon Ish goes with the Rash from the beginning until the end. V'hamevin yovin, I'd like to argue the Chazon Ish is l'shitasa. That the Chazon Ish holds that everybody goes with das. Because the Chazon Ish claimed that even Rabbeinu Tam went with das. So the Chazon Ish is l'shitasa in Yoredeya. Where was it? In Yoredeya? Oh, here we go. Simin, Kuf, Tzadi, Tesif, Katan, Hey. The Chazon Ish is l'shitasa. He goes with the Rash the whole way. The whole way, Mi'atchala ad Asof. That's going to be the position of the Chazon Ish. So to be aware that the Mishnah Brura takes the middle position in the Magen Avraham. The Chazon Ish, he says, all right, we'll take the Magen Avraham when it comes to Nimlach. The Chazon Ish throws it out entirely, because he goes with the Shitas Harash. He holds that the Rash Mikra Dedina, very similar to what we saw from the Beis Meir and so on. And that's the Chazon Ish, Lishitaso and Chala, that doesn't like the Panim Iris. The Panim Iris wanted to start taking off Hafroshes Chala Pasta, so the Chazon Ish threw that out. He threw it out. So once he throws it out, so then that's what's going to emerge. Aliba Lishitas HaChazon Ish. In my heart of hearts, I have a strong purist side to me. And again, I believe that the Chazon Ish did not have the Sefer HaYosher. I like Rabbeinu Tam a lot. And I like the underdog. But I like Rabbeinu Tam a lot. And I think... And it's not Lamaisa. We generally go with the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Now, just a couple of things that the Piskei Tshuvos quotes as far as the halacha is concerned, about the Lamaisa is concerned on our Shaila. So first of all, while I'm turning pages, Ben, you wanted to ask me something?
Yeah, the Darchi Moshe said he liked the Mordechi. The Mordechi's reading of Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
But here he's passing like the Rash.
Right, no, so that in the end, I think that the Darchi Moshe was fight with the Beis Yosef. It was only academic to ask Rabbeinu Tam. At the end of the day, Bahalacha, he'll be made to like the Tzafik Brachas. If you have Tzafik Brachas, you'll go with the more lenient Bracha.
And he agrees with Rabbeinu Tam.
Right. In other words, he holds, or Rabbeinu Tam really holds, it's not dependent on Das at all. But that's just only what was Rabbeinu Tam's Kavanah. But at the end of the day, he'll show deference to the Psak of the Mechaber. So Rabosai, you know, here the Piskei Tshuvos doesn't get practical, but maybe you could just throw out practical examples for me. Number one, Isa Batzek, if you have a thick dough, Shenilosha B'mayim Ovirov Mayim, if it was cooked in water, Umiyot Shar Mashkin V'Tavlinin, and it has a little bit of other things. So what bracha would one make on such a case? It would start out as a batzek, and then was kneaded with water. So Rabosa, it was then cooked in water. It started out as a thick dough, and then it's cooked in water. What should the halacha be? What? La halacha. Mizonos. Oh. Rabosai, could anybody tell me one exception? One possible exception. Ah, okay, no, good. Mizonos, because we pass like whom? Pass like the Rash. In other words, this will be mamish the machlokis between the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam. But we pass like the Rash. What's that? Oh, regards to Chalas, so then for sure we're Mekel. And Shulchan Aruch for sure Mekel. Number two. Oh, so first of all, we got to continue on the Ramah for that, right? Right. So since you asked, so let's continue on in the Ramah. So that was the first application. Could anybody think of a modern example of that? What's a modern example of that? Where you have something that's
cooked.
Wait, so
what?
Bread that's added to water, that's going to be a different story. Why is that going to be a different story? Because what? Oh, so it's baked before, so it's going to be a different story. Let's take a look now. Let's continue on the Ramah. So Ramah says, we're no longer like the first Svara, and then he says the following. The kol ze lo mairi el de isbel achar afia tor lechem. Our whole discussion is only going to exist when it has tor lechem. In other words, the Rash, who says that whatever your das is, by definition gives you mizonos. And Rabbeinu Tam, who we don't even paskin like, says that the halacha is that it gets hamotzi. All of that is only talking about where it has the shape of bread. But if it doesn't have the shape of bread, I believe less beitar lechem could go lokshin shekarim remaizlif v'kulei alma imivark le'amotzi. Then you definitely don't make amotzi. V'lo gilu brachas v'lo mikri lechem. Now, in terms of hilchas challah, that's not important. But hilchas challah, we pass them like the Rash, so it doesn't matter. So the bottom line is, if something doesn't have tor lechem, there's nothing to talk about. And even if it does have tor lechem, if he originally intended to make it sufganin, maybe you could argue sufganiyot does have tar lechem, which we've never defined what tar lechem is. Notice, right? We haven't done that. But if it has, even sufganin, why is it that sufganiyot gets mezonos? I don't know. Maybe according to Rabbeinu Tam, Chura should get amotz. Should get amotz, just a second. However, other things like pasta, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, won't get amotzi because it doesn't have tar lechem. Abo pashkida v'kreplach, mikri tar lechem. But when it comes to kreplach, that does have tar lechem. What is kreplach? So I'm not sure if kreplach in the time of the Ramah is the same thing as kreplach that are made today. Nishabura says that it's... Well, that doesn't necessarily know how the outside is made.
But
all right, it's made from a... Most Talmidim here... I'll go with your opinion. That it's made from a thick dough, and it has meat put inside. So that already has tor lechem. Ve'ein la'achlam elim kein birech al shar pas tchila. In such a case, the only way it's permissible is if you make a brach on bread beforehand. Oh, so Rabosai, this is a very, very important chumrah. Now, the truth is, the Ramah here is a little bit hard to understand in terms of... Thank you. The Ramah is a little bit difficult to understand based on what we argued according to Mishnah Berurah. What did Mishnah Berurah claim? In the Machlokis Rash Rabbeinu Tam, how did we paskin at the end of the day, Machlokis Rash Rabbeinu Tam? He claims we paskin straight up like the Rash. So in the end, the kreplach is what? The kreplach is cooked afterwards in water. It's not just baked like bread. If it's cooked in water, so then that's banu l'machlokes, Rash Rabbeinu Tam. And how do we pass? Can we pass like Rash hands down? So what's pshat in this chumrah of the Ramah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotim Pei Beis, Pirish, Hayesh Cholkim Anal, the Sphir Le Davi Lechem Komor, Umevarech Alel Amotzi, Afil B'delo Kavasuda, Mayri Dafka B'Isa Shalom Nishal B'Tchilasa B'Shem Nivash. If it wasn't needed, which most Kreplach are not, with oil and honey, Then he says, after the tagna acha b'kach b'shem, nasa kapas kisnin. And if later on you add other stuff to it, shemen, so it's going to pass above it nisim. Al kishinoshim etchila midvash, then it's going to be a different halacha. Rabosai, I'm a little confused by one, little confused. And that is, the chura, the Ramah is choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, our board goes on. Mordechai Yaakov has a great chart I see over there. The board goes on. And what goes on over here, first of all, is we have the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish goes with the Rash the whole way. Yet, the Ramah over here says that when it comes to Kreplach, if it's not cooked with other things, the bracha that it's going to get is Shash Hamotzi, and therefore you shall need a Pitoch HaSuda. In Kenim Advarim, that means Lechura, not like the base mayor and the Prima Gadim. And that is that we are Choshesh for the Rash as a legitimate Shita. And we're Choshesh for the Rash as a legitimate Shita. The Rabbi Tam, thank you, as a legitimate Shita. We Choshesh Rabbi Tam as a legitimate Shita. And if we're Choshesh Rabbi Tam as a legitimate Shita, so then the Ramah's holding that the only way that one could do with Kreplach, the only thing that one could do with Kreplach is that either add sweetened things inside. And then, if that's so then I have a Tzarech Iyun. I leave off as a Tzarech Iyun Gadol in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't know if it's impossible. I'm not saying at all it's impossible to answer. The difficulty in the Mishnah Berurah is the following. That over here, the Ramah seems to say that we're Choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam, and the Mishnah Berurah said that we're not Choshesh Rabbeinu Tam when he argues straight up with the Rash. The Magi Avram was. The Magi Avram, I think, is beautiful. The Magi Avram says we're Choshesh L'chumra, like the Ramah himself is Choshesh L'chumra. So bottom line, Rabosai, is the following. In the Machlokes Rash Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramah is Choshesh for Kreplach, and that means if one wants to get out of any shayla of hamotzi when it comes to kreplach, then the kreplach should be made with other things in the batter. Once something else is made in the batter, so then for sure it's going to lose its status as lechem, and the bracha is going to be mezonos. Otherwise, in the Ramah we seem to be choshesh for this Shita. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow, what we're going to, this is the end, Lasukei Shmaitza leave the Hilchasa. I leave off the Tzarchin on the Mishnah Berurah. I don't understand the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Magi Avraham, I think, is where it comes out really, really beautiful. I was Masbir the Mishnah Berurah beforehand. I think, well, and it's not me, it's the Be'er Halacha and Reb Shimon Peretz helped me. But at the end of the day, it seems that at least the Ramah's Choshesh Rishitas Rabbeinu Tam. So this Shita, especially the purest position of Rabbeinu Tam, is a very, very legitimate shita of Rabbeinu Tam as well. Mitzvah tomorrow, we're not going to yet start the sugi of Trima. I left off with a bunch of pshat questions on the broad of the Gemara on Kuvla, Ba'alman, Kovei, Su'uda. That Be'ez Hashem will be our focus tomorrow. I have to decide whether it's going to be the whole shir or not, but this has concluded the sugya of Kolosal Yisrael Sofa Sufganin. And Baruch Hashem, we were zocha, not just to learn the Alma, but to be masik shmaitza, we would do it also.